Victoria Arts. And I have here a very extra special individual, David Edge. Good afternoon, David.
Hey, George. How are you doing today?
So, among the other things, you're Director of the Fine Arts for Victoria ISD. Gosh, what an important title.
I love it. It's like being a grandparent. I get to go to all 20 campuses and work with anyone from pre-K all the way through 12th grade and all the different fine arts.
Hand out as much sugar as you like and run away at the end of the day.
Yeah, can't quite do that these days, but I do have fun with each one of the classes and all the kids and then leave and go to the next class.
But then there's that other side of your job where you have to work extra hard.
Exactly. Yeah, doing all kinds of fun events and working through their schedules and It is a lot of work, but love it.
So you have an event tomorrow.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's a special thing.
We're excited about the VISD Jazz Festival that'll be happening tomorrow at the Fine Arts Center here in Victoria. And we've got 7 high school bands that are going to be performing throughout the day. And then we have a guest artist this year is actually local talent that have come together to make a classic rock band, and they're called the Texas Coast Classic Rock, TCCR, and they're going to be performing in the final concert at the end starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
7 bands, the guest artist, in one day? Gosh, how...
Yeah, this is a little bit larger. It's nice coming out of COVID and getting some bands. We've got one newer one that's in, but we'll start off just... And this part is free to the public to come in and listen to each one of the high school bands, and they're going to have a little clinic afterwards with one of the judges discussing style and discussing improvisation, and it's all part of what they're going to have for their 45-minute time slot with us. So the first band actually starts at 12 o'clock. It's going to be the Victoria West High School Band, and then we go with the Edna High School Varsity Big Band at 12:45, and Judson Wagner's coming all the way from San Antonio. They're bringing 2 bands. One is their non-varsity at 1:30, and then their varsity band's performing at 3. In between there, we've got a 4A varsity band from Calhoun. They're coming over from Port Lavaca, and then the last competition band is Tomball, and they're coming out of Houston, and so they're performing at 3:45. And then the last group to perform is the Victoria East High School Jazz Ensemble, and they're at 4:30. And so we're excited. Between 12 and 4:30, 5 o'clock really, you get to come and see all the different high school bands perform, hear a 15-minute clinic from one of our 2 judges that are going to be there, and then the TCCR concert starts at 6 o'clock, and that is a $5 charge ticket. Very inexpensive for the group, and it's made up of 12 local musicians in the Victoria and Goliad area. So we're super excited about the whole festival. Everybody kind of does it a little bit differently. We would typically run a 30-minute slot, but because we're doing a clinic after their performance with one of the judges, it's a 45-minute time slot. So they come in, set up, we mic up all the saxophones and soloists, a rhythm section, and then they perform their 3 songs, and that's typical for a jazz festival. And then the judge comes up and is going to work with them on style and things that they could be better, and then also how maybe to learn how to improvise and do that better. And then they leave the stage and the next group comes in, and we run that all afternoon. So super excited about it.
Now, I have one little question from what you've said so far. You said $5 for the evening concert, which starting at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
And then during the day, you've got all these other concerts. Is it $5 to get in to see any of them?
The whole high school part is free. There won't be any tickets whatsoever. So you can just show up at any time at the Fine Arts Center, anytime between noon and 5 o'clock. Those are the 7 bands that are going to be performing every 45 minutes.
So if I'm from maybe Calhoun High School and I want to sneak in and find out what's happening with the Judson group, I could do that?
You could, yeah. We'll have ratings going all day long of how the bands are doing. And then the special treat, again, with the TCCR band is we may have one of the high school winners that's a soloist get to play a solo with the TCCR band at the end of the concert. So we're super excited, again, for all the bands to come. Thankful that they're coming into Victoria and have that opportunity for the kids. We've never done this before, so we're... All the high school bands got the name of the song and the key that they're going to play in. And so doing a little 12-bar blues. And if hopefully we'll have one of the high school students that is brave enough after they win their award, come up on stage with us.
And of course, every band, when they're performing, they'll have one of their guys be a soloist.
Typically, yes.
And each one of those gets kind of put in the pool to
exactly.
whoever makes the most points.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll give
out. Oh, pressure.
It'll be fun. Each school going to get a trophy for their particular classification, whether it's 3A, 4A, 5A, or 6A. And then at the end, we will pick a single soloist as the outstanding soloist for the jazz festival. And we're going to pick a grand champion band from all of those bands that are performing. The cool thing is, it's just for the incoming bands. Victoria West and Victoria East are in exhibition. So they are going to get the clinic with the judges, but they won't be part of the award ceremony.
But that clinic is...
It is so cool to have right there on the spot. We've done this with concert bands before, but never with jazz bands. So we're trying something a little new where at the end of their performance, one of the judges is going to get up and go up on stage with the band and get a chance to visit with them right there on the spot. They just fresh off their performance and see if they can help them be better and then also how to improvise better.
This is happening tomorrow.
Yeah, it's already at the end of the week, and that's April the 6th at the Fine Arts Center. And then it is the VISD Jazz Festival featuring Victoria West, Edna, Wagner from Judson, Calhoun, another Wagner, Judson High School band, Tomball, and then Victoria East is the last exhibition. And then TCCR, the Texas Coast Classic Rock Band, starts their performance at 6 o'clock. And we are excited then to do the awards in the middle of the concert.
Thank you so much, David.
Oh, man. I wish we had more time. I could talk forever. And it's wonderful. And thank you, George, for the opportunity.